News and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump banging Republican heads together on Capitol Hill right now, insisting the sweeping legislation he's called his big, beautiful bill ticks all the right boxes.
We're getting three things: waste, fraud, and abuse.
Some hardliners, though, charge Trump's cuts aren't deep enough. A House vote's expected this week. President Trump says his latest parlaying with the Russian and Ukrainian leaders has set the stage for genuine peace talks. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Zelensky of Ukraine remains very skeptical that Putin wants to end the war. President Trump, when asked about this yesterday, said he believes that Putin does want peace, ultimately.
4 days after 10 inmates bust out of a New Orleans jail, police say they are on the trail of the six still at large.
We're confident this time that we have actionable intelligence on all of those fugitives, and we hope in the coming days, if not the coming hours, that we have them all apprehended. But we need the public's help.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A shelter-in-place order was issued at UW-Platteville last night. Savannah Tome Olson has more details.
Officers responded to Wilgus Hall after a 911 call before 4 p.m. UW-Platteville Police Chief Joseph Hallman said officials determined it was not an active ongoing threat. While first responders were on scene, law enforcement activated safety protocols and alerted people on campus to shelter in place. Officials determined it was an isolated incident and there was no threat on campus. Hallman said the shelter-in-place alert was clear just after 5 p.m. Authorities said one person was taken to the hospital, but that's all the information they'd released Monday night. Hallman said the situation is fluid. University officials announced they were canceling all final exams for the UW-Platteville and UW-Baraboo campuses. They said they were setting up accommodations for any residents of Wilgus Hall. They added counseling services would be available for students.
It was later released by UW officials that they are mourning the loss of two UW-Platteville students, Kelsey Martin, age 22, of Beloit, and Haley Helms, 22, of Baraboo. The incident was a targeted and isolated event between the two individuals. Milk from farms across the state will now have to be tested for the H5N1 virus or bird flu. The tests are a new requirement by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and could get underway later this week.
Roughly, you're looking at about 1,250 samples a week once we get rolling. So there will be a ramp up so that we have time to just make sure that we're getting samples in. There's no issues with the process.
Adam Brock is with the State Ag Department and says these tests are important to keep the milk supply safe. If the virus is found during testing, pasteurization will kill it and the milk can still be used commercially. Those results will help with treatment for the cows infected. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Got a fun show lined up for you over the next 2 hours. Mel and I are going to take good care of you. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Got to start with the bad news, right?
Get it out of the way. No. The thing with your news, whether good, bad, whatever anybody wants to call it, it's always got good energy to it. Always got good energy. Oh, whatever you're telling us about. I was actually talking about this with my dad over the weekend. We both decided that if we are going to get bad news, we want you to deliver it. Or Alan Rickman. One or the other. You know, I actually Samuel L. Jackson might not be a bad one too, but you know, we'll stick with you, Brittany. I think you're a good fit. I think you're a good fit. What does it look like today?
Well, thank you so much. A little dark and a little dreary, unfortunately. Make sure you have those umbrellas on standby because the rain is moving in and it's only going to be ramping up as we go through this afternoon. Heavy at times. We are looking at a good inch to an inch and a half through today, tonight, and then it'll still linger through tomorrow, too, with some scattered showers and light drizzle still trying to annoy us. But those winds are vicious. They're out of the east, which is kind of rare to have them this strong out of the east, and they're gusting around 30 to 40 miles per hour today. So this is going to keep our high temperatures right here into those upper 40s, right where we're sitting at right now, holding steady there. But we've got a wind chill on top of it. So what it really feels like is 10 degrees cooler. It really feels like 39 degrees. Ooh. With these crazy winds and these rain moving in. It's just going to be a cool, raw day, unfortunately, both today and tomorrow. But the sunshine does return for Thursday, and we've got a ton of it for Memorial Day weekend.
Well, that's all right, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, get it out of the way now.
Right, right, exactly, right. Exactly.
At least it's not on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I was thinking, I think Dolly Parton might be a good one to give bad advice, you know, bad news. You know, she. It sounds really sweet from her with that. Almost anybody with a Southern accent.
Wouldn't it?
You know, yeah.
Yes.
So, we appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks for the time. You have a good morning.
You too, thanks.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning. Appreciate her. We appreciate you hanging out with us, everyone. Thank you so much. Spreading the word about a new time slot here and all those other things. Same show, just different time. We got good things on the way for you. Melissa and I are going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Food tastes better after you've had little booze. We'll get into that one. It's a study, okay. Melissa. We have to take it seriously. It's a researched study, yes. We have that coming up. And we've got graduation season is upon us. Mm-hmm. The 10 college degrees that pay the least.
Because that's what you want to know as you graduate.
Want to get into that. And maybe how about the 10 that pay the best? Maybe we'll get
also
into that
would
one
be
too.
Good to know.
Yeah, we got to counter that. We got to have the, it's a little bit of both there. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock hour. We're gonna kick things off with some entertainment news. Got some good stuff there involving Netflix and PBS. Mm-hmm. Whitney Houston's estate. We're gonna talk a little bit about this another one that I thought was really interesting. Something that's premiering on TV tonight that has local ties to it. Get into that. Okay. Got plenty more we want to get into as well. We got a fun show lined up for you, everybody. But Melissa, I want to kick things off with Smurfs.
Smurfs.
Yes, yes. Where else would we start our show? I mean, it's, you know, it's a Tuesday. Smurfs just seems like a good fit.
I'm blue. Da-ba-dee-da.
There you go. You can have that playing in the background.
There you go.
A small town in France succeeded in its third Guinness World Record attempt by hosting a gathering of 3,076 people dressed as Smurfs. The town of Landerneau in France's Brittany region had attempted the world record for most people dressed as Smurfs twice before, but fell short of the record with 2,762, which was set in Germany back in 2019. The town made its third attempt Sunday with officials backing from Paramount Pictures ahead of the release of the film Smurfs of July 18th. So they had a little bit of a tie into this. Which is, you know, that's all right.
I'll bring more attention to it.
Yeah, I get it. The Smurfs were created by Belgian cartoonist Pierre Culliford, a.k.a. Peyo, in 1958, and they are called Scrimtroffs in French. Scrimtroffs. Something like that.
I don't speak French, so I have no idea.
The little bit I know, that is the closest I could get to it.
We tried.
Now, the story, we do a lot of Guinness records and all that, and you know, we've done some wild ones before and some fun ones. Mm-hmm. This one, I don't know if I've ever recommended to people to watch the video of it. It's just wild to see this many Smurfs,
many blue people. It's awesome.
I really, the one thing though, I have one caveat to this that I think is missing. I would have shown up to this as Gargamel. You're missing a Gargamel.
That's the bad guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. At least one Gargamel. Just one person being Gargamel, at least. Walking around, just checking things out and everything. That's a fun one.
It is.
I'm trying to think. Maybe, you know, we could make this local if we want. What would be a good one to do here in Wisconsin? But even, like, Betty Boop, I believe, was created here in Wisconsin. So maybe everybody dressing up as Betty Boop or something like that.
Yeah, or Gasoline Alley characters.
Yeah.
Because that one was, I think, created in Toma.
Right,
not mistaken.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of ties to Smurfs because I wasn't allowed to watch that cartoon growing up.
I didn't. My sister watched it. I really didn't watch Smurfs. I wasn't really. It was really my thing. But yeah. Jill loved
DuckTales
it.
DuckTales was as racy as my parents were willing to go.
Well, understandable. It was a racy show. A lot of planes involved. A lot of danger and adventure and everything. I love the idea. I don't know why, but I have the image in my head of thousands of people dressed up as Winnie the Pooh. and I think that'd be fun. I think that'd be a good one. Snoopy, I think, would be a good one.
And with Winnie the Pooh, you have a variety of characters as options, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have Winnie the Pooh, you have Eeyore, you have, what's the little pink? Piglet. Yes.
Yeah.
And Kanga and Roo. I had to have
told you this story before. Every story I've ever told, I've repeated about 18 times. Mm-hmm. With my mom and the Winnie the Pooh characters.
I don't remember it.
So my mom, when she worked at Book World, she worked there during the Beanie Baby phase. Mm-hmm. And, with that, there was a lot of other companies that were trying to make their own Beanie Babies. Disney got in on it, and they made Winnie the Pooh Beanie Babies. And for Hanukkah one year, my mom got us each one of these characters, and she told us ahead of time she was getting them. So Jill and Nick and I were kind of debating who we were going to get.
Who was going to get what, yeah.
Yeah, and Nicholas, the youngest, got Tigger, because he is Tigger. That is very much who he is. And is to this day, and my sister got Piglet.
And you got Eeyore.
I should have gotten Winnie the Pooh. I am the oldest. I would like to think I'm the lead character of my brother and sister and all this, but no, my mother thinks of me as a manic depressive donkey.
I'm sorry I took away your punchline, but it's just fine. Too perfect.
It's fine. It's fine.
As soon as you said, I thought at first when you started the story that maybe you got Tigger.
No, I wish.
You are like constantly going and you never stop.
Yeah.
So I mean that was a fair assessment. But once I knew your brother got Tigger, I knew you had to be Eeyore. Yeah,
it really fits. My mom knows the audience. You know, that was it. I still have the Eeyore. I still have it.
No, I have never heard that story. Thank you for sharing.
I like the idea of this of the breaking of a record and everybody picking a fun cartoon character to do. That'd be cool. I think we were onto something with the local ties of the that we had there with Betty Boop and Gasoline Alley and some of that.
Mm-hmm. I think we could come up with a good one.
We're looking for ideas, everybody, because before this is all said and done and everything, we are going to break a world record. We are going to do it.
It's on the list.
I am looking to shoehorn good stories into our show any chance I get. And with a couple minutes here, I just thought I'd get one more in. This comes from us from thegoodnewsnetwork.org. I encourage you to check it out. A former social worker in Canada is enjoying his retirement in a very similar way to how he enjoyed his long career, listening to people. Liking it to being the quote stranger on the plane in the seat next to you. Paul Jenkinson is currently on a cross Canada tour where he shows up, sits down, and listens to anyone about anything.
Wow.
Good listening is a skill rarely found in the world, and during a career as a registered social worker in Nova Scotia, the spokesperson for Advocates for Care of the Elderly, it was part of his job description. Mm. And I Will Listen isn't an event. It's just two folding chairs as a wooden cafe table that's coming to town near you. Huh. He is going through Canada right now, but he is looking to do this in the U.S.,
Oh, wow. So he just, like, sets it up in the park or somewhere?
Wherever he is able to do this. He just sits down with, like, basically a card table, two chairs, sits down, and just listens.
And waits for somebody to come and sit down and talk to him.
Yeah. He says, quote, "I'm there as a fellow human to take connections," Jenkins told the host of CBC News, as it happens. Quote, "I just create that safe space for them, a little bit like the stranger on the airplane that you're never going to see again." And how many people do you know who'd love someone that isn't a therapist or a family member or somebody that necessarily has personal ties to you or the people you might be referencing and just being able to talk freely? Quote, "I think they're curious for sure. Who is this older man?" People go back and forth a few times, kind of not sure, and then they finally just sit down. There's no timeline, no topics barred, no charge, no pressure, as well as a promise to keep everything confidential unless the speaker expresses the intention to harm themselves or others. That is certainly what a therapist would do. Yeah. Oh, and he doesn't have a home. Jenkinson isn't destitute. He's a transit with a financial means and will come anywhere he's invited. At the moment, he's in Nova Scotia, with the next stop being in Prince Edward Island. And he's loosely got some plans to take him through Canada up until the winter. And then he is hopefully going to be doing this in the U.S.
Wow. That's cool. He's just living like a gypsy.
Yeah.
Traveling around and... a traveler and listening to people's stories. That's really cool. And he's not like recording them or doing anything.
No,
besides just listening.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just one of the reasons that I think that therapy can be great for darn near anybody is the simpleness of whether you're looking to go into it for quote unquote help or anything like that. It's a third party that is there to just listen. They're not trying to solve your problems. They're not trying to give you advice necessarily or anything like that. Psychotherapist is a different thing, but as far as just your everyday therapist, they're a third party there to listen. And they don't have the emotional or, historical ties to some of the people you might reference or even you. It is what you get what you put into it, as I've found. it doesn't do you any good to go to the doctor and only tell them about half your body. But it is something that I think can be beneficial to anybody, because almost everybody in the world, anybody out there listening right now, could use somebody to listen.
Yeah, just be able to get some things off your chest or talk about something that you experienced or happened or that you want to share with someone new.
I think way back, we're talking like 1700s and everything, in the early days of therapy, the quote-unquote head shrinker thing might have been more of a thing. 99% of therapists in this day and age have no interest in trying to solve your problems. That's not their job. If it was, I doubt they would get into therapy. I mean, imagine trying to solve a stranger's problems. It doesn't work that way. That's not something that, it's more so just being able to talk, and that's what he's giving people here. I think this is something that's really cool, really unique, and guess what? All of us can do. Mm-hmm. All of us can be a good listener. Sometimes there are people who are looking for your two cents, are looking for your advice, and more times than not, they'll ask you for it. But I think the majority of people out there, 9 out of 10, are just looking to talk and just, maybe vent, maybe get something off their chest. They're not looking for you to solve anything. They just want you to listen. Mm-hmm. This is something I learned through dating.
I would say that this is a thing that guys really struggle with, because oftentimes when you tell a guy something, they want to fix it for you. It's like, no, I don't need you to fix this. I just need you to listen.
And Melissa, I've got the perfect solution to that.
Yeah? Duct tape?
I'm joking.
Duct tape?
you're right. Absolutely. Like the solution to everything in life, duct tape. It really is. It really is.
Yes, I know. That was funny. And I'm sorry I trounced on it again.
It was good. It was great. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back with the Ale Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Have you heard the saying, we may be small, but we are mighty? This is exactly what the team at Ale Cafe in Port Edwards is. A small Mexican restaurant with big, big flavor, now featuring an extended room. Are you having breakfast with your church group, book club, or networking group? Ale Cafe has all the room you need. Don't forget excellent coffee, food, and homemade pies. Ale Cafe in Port Edwards, a little Mexican restaurant with a big heart for the community. Have your next get-together at Ale Cafe.
At Tri-City Services, we're so proud to be celebrating 80 years of trusted service to Central Wisconsin. Since 1945, Tri-City has been the name you can trust to stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. We're offering a limited-time anniversary special. When you purchase a new air conditioner, you'll get $19.45 off a new furnace. Call 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com to schedule your free quote.
We're not comfortable until you are.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel Your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s with wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, more scattered showers, our low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46. I just want to celebrate. I just want to celebrate. Tonight, we're making history. I
just want to celebrate. Let's get into it. It's one of our favorite parts of the day, celebrating all of you with our birthday and anniversary club and our great friends at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Ooh. Get on over there today, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They're just waiting for you.
That's right. They're open today. And they had an awesome picture on their Facebook page this morning of the sunrise because it was gorgeous today.
So I usually, they do funny really good over there. And I pull up their page right away in the morning to check out what their specials are or something like that for the show here. And I was expecting something like that. And I am with you, Melissa. I had to pull it up, the big size, make it big on my phone and everything just to take a good look at that. I love pictures like that. They got a good one there. Mm-hmm. Nicely done by them. And they really are doing social media well. Like, do yourself a favor and follow them on social media, everybody.
Yeah, their Facebook page is a lot of fun. And then you'll also know about their specials. Today's specials include a 2x2x2, which is the best breakfast ever. 2 pancakes, 2 eggs, and bacon, sausage, or ham. So you get to choose your meat, but you get 2 of each.
And you give me a cup of coffee with that, that's the perfect breakfast. That is perfect. That is awesome.
And if that doesn't strike you fancy, you could get a country-fried steak skillet.
Ooh, oh, I like that.
Yeah, 2 eggs and a country-fried steak on hash browns with onions and peppers smothered in sausage gravy, served with cakes or toast.
Oh, that sounds really good. Treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe today, everybody. 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Want to celebrate with you? Email us, info@WFHR.com. Can direct message us through our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
That's right. The number is 715-424-2600. If you have the Civic Media app, you can call us through that as well. It's real easy. Just touch a couple buttons and you'll be connected right there to James.
We look forward to talking with you, everybody. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Well, I don't want to be like Seth and choose the middle number, so I'm going to choose 3.
Okay, all right. That gives us a qualifier. Get right into it. And first up, we do want to note the memory of Carl J. Hilke, who would have been 70 today.
Oh, wow.
Carl, of course, somebody that you can't tell the history of WFHR without Carl Hilke. You can't tell, the history of Wisconsin Rapids without mentioning him and the impact he made and the news that he covered over decades and the work that he did here. Certainly, one of our favorite personalities of all time here at the station, whether it was the news that he covered or doing the morning shows or some of the other fun things he did. Not for nothing, one of the most romantic stories in radio history you'll ever hear is him and Pam. So we think of him, remember him, and I got something special I want to do at the end of the segment here. We'll get to that in a moment, but miss you, bro, and think of you every day. And we wish a happy birthday to Jamie Banks.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Enjoy the day, Jamie. What's a good one for you? And a happy birthday to Max Edwards.
Happy birthday, Max.
Got a great name there, Max. Enjoy your day. Hope you have a good one. And our qualifiers that just got in under the wire, thanks to Beth. and I really appreciate it, Beth, because I've known these people longer than she has, and I would have felt bad if I missed this. Very happy anniversary to Steve and Jenny Martin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Happy anniversary, Steve and Jenny.
I have rambled about Steve many, many times over the years. One of my favorite people to work with, favorite actors, one of the greatest actors I've worked with and directors I've worked with. And Jenny is fantastic. Mm-hmm. She is awesome. Known Jenny for just as long as I've known Steve. One of my favorite couples and just a wonderful human being, Jenny is. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to really talk to her, too. You see, like, Steve is hilarious. Steve is really, really talented. Jenny's the funny one. Jenny's got more comedy. She's funny. She's got some great. She's great. Wishing you guys a happy anniversary, you two.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day.
You're qualifiers today. That's awesome. That worked out. Thank Melissa for that.
Yeah. Thanks, Seth, for that, because otherwise I would have gone down the middle.
Mm, yeah, right. There you go. Who do you guys share your birthday with? Well, let's see here. Rachel Platten is 44. Fight song. I don't know that song, but I know the refrain because it was in a lot of commercials. This is my fight song. I think that's her. I think that's the song. I think so.
Sure. I don't know.
One of the better names in music history, Busta Rhymes, is 53.
Oh, that one you know.
Trevor Tahim Smith Jr. is his real name. Yeah. Now, my favorite rapper, Chuck D, one of them, Chuck D from Public Enemy, gave him the name Busta Rhymes as a shout out to former NFL wide receiver George Busta Rhymes. So that's where the name came from. That's interesting. Tony Stewart is 54, NASCAR superstar. And one of the greater actors I think I've seen, I love, Timothy Olyphant, is 57. If you have a role and your character has a cowboy hat and you can't get Sam Elliott, Timothy Olyphant is the next best bet.
What do I know him from?
Deadwood, Justified, he was in The Mandalorian, Santa Clara Diet, he did with Drew Barrymore. One of those faces I think you know when you see it, and such a good actor. He's good.
Oh, he was in Live Free or Die Hard.
Yes.
From 2007.
Yes, one of the greater endings to an action movie ever. Ever. Mm. Oh, it's so good. Oh, God. I don't want to say it because I don't want to spoil it if anybody hasn't seen it. But if you haven't seen it, it's an okay movie. But the ending with Bruce and Timothy, it's so good. Oh, I love it.
Oh, he was also in Scream 2.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
97.
Big fan of his. Let's see here. Bronson Pinchot is 66. Much like Screech and Urkel and Horshack, Balky from Perfect Strangers was one of those 80s, like, just mainstay characters. Every TV show needed that weird kind of character on it, unless it wasn't going to be a hit if you didn't have that.
Gotcha.
He was that for Perfect Strangers. I used to watch that show with my Aunt Pat a bunch. She loved that show.
Balky. Well, he was in a lot of TV shows. Beverly Hills Cops.
Yep. Good actor.
He was in Risky Business, too.
Really, all those characters I just mentioned, you notice you probably didn't see those actors a lot because they got typed. They got typed. Mm-hmm. And I give him a lot of credit because he was able to fight through that a lot. Dave Thomas is 76 today. The guy who did the Bob and Doug McKenzie bit with Rick Moranis, longtime Second City member. Dave Thomas, great, great, great comedic actor that never really got his, I feel like, got his due like Rick Moranis did and some others.
Mm. Well, yeah, but he was in Strange Brew with Rick Moranis.
My God, Strange Brew. I love that movie.
And Beethoven's Fifth.
Oh, cool.
And he's done some voice acting, too.
So yes, yeah. You know? He's had a good career. Mm-hmm. And then there's Cher, who's 79 today.
Oh, wow, Cher.
Just an incredible artist, career, and actor. Mm-hmm. Good actor. Good actor. Really, really talented human being. Hits in multiple decades too, which I always like to note with artists. You know, when they're big artists in the 60s or 70s, and she still had hits in the 80s. I think her prime in the 80s and early 90s, and then had another hit in the 90s and the early aughts and everything.
Yeah.
She's an icon.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Joe Cocker would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 44. Wonderful singer and musician. Great cover artist, too. A lot of kids of our generation will know that voice from The Wonder Years. He was had the theme song with A Little Help from My Friends for The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about Joe Cocker is his self-deprecation, though. Jim Belushi did this impersonation of him, and he was afraid to do it in front of Joe Cocker because he really liked Joe Cocker, and Joe Cocker would show up on Saturday Night Live a lot. And Cocker pretty much demanded that he do it. And so they did it together. They did Get By With A Little Help From My Friends. It's one of the greater videos you'll see, I think, of Joe Cocker and Belushi doing this together. And it's so... Belushi's impression is dead on. It's not over-exaggerated. It's more of a tribute. It's really, really well done. And Jimmy Stewart, born on this day in 1908, passed away in 97. One of the America's greatest actors. Harvey is a dream role for me. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. My favorite role of his, Vertigo. The Man Who Knew Too Much. The Shootist.
It's a Wonderful Life is probably my favorite.
It's a Wonderful Life. I will always, the rest of my life, I'm going to over-ramble about Jimmy Stewart because I didn't do a good job when I was a kid. Of all the actors that I watched, James Cagney and Sidney Poitier and Cary Grant and stuff, my Nana really loved Jimmy Stewart and tried to get me to really watch him a lot more, and I didn't get it. I didn't see it. It wasn't until I did It's a Wonderful Life and I get done with the play and I go back and I watch the movie that I realize, oh, I missed the mark. I missed it. I didn't see what everybody else in the world saw in him, and I get it now. And I went back and I watched, I went through a run of watching all of his movies back to back to back, and just,
there's so many.
Wow, what an actor.
He did voice work on An American Tale.
Yeah, it's my sister's favorite.
Goes West. Oh, cool.
A quiet strength with him. A subtle strength with his work and his delivery and everything that I think is really noteworthy. One of the greats.
Yeah.
And speaking of the greats, I thought what better way to go into our news break than playing just this little snippet I have from when Carl last joined us on the air. He called in to talk to Terry and I one morning. I'm just going to play a couple of seconds of this, everybody, as we go into our news break, Melissa's news break with some sports and entertainment. And we'll be back with more show coming up, morning show at WFHR.
I feel so good saying this. We are joined right now by Carl Hilke. Carl, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm hanging in there, buddy.
Good to hear your voice, man. Good to hear your voice.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the soup.
Oh, you're welcome.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading a group of Democratic senators urging the president to close the so-called carried interest loophole. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
According to a letter obtained by USA Today, Baldwin and her colleagues point out that Trump had previously called the loophole, quote, unfair to American workers. They're asking him to follow through on his campaign promise to eliminate it.
The senators argue that the loophole allows investment managers to pay lower tax rates than many middle-class Americans, costing the government billions in lost revenue. It's the one-year anniversary for an Amtrak line that crosses Wisconsin. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has the story.
It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse.
You can find tickets and more information on Amtrak's website. Beaches in Wood County will open for the season this Friday. The Parks and Forestry Department said the Southwood County, NEPCO, North Park, and Dexter County Park beaches open Friday, May 23rd, and they will remain open through Labor Day weekend. These beaches are not staffed and are unguarded. Dogs are not allowed in the beach areas. Beaches are monitored throughout the summer for bacteria counts, and it will be posted if any beach needs to be closed due to a high count. You can find more information and make camping reservations through the county website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanjay, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mission Impossible opens in just 3 days and already has pulled in $12 million prior to its domestic release. Tom Cruise is on a press tour receiving standing ovations, and the latest is in New York, where Cruise addressed the crowd at the premiere. Cruise said it was director Christopher McQuarrie's idea 7 years ago to shoot Dead Reckoning Part 1 and the current Final Reckoning at the same time. He told the crowd it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the franchise. The film had its worldwide premiere at Cannes last week and also received a 5-minute standing ovation. It opens this Friday, May 23rd. More news out of the Cannes Film Festival, where fans of Wes Anderson will be thrilled to learn that he received almost an 8-minute standing ovation after the premiere of his film, The Phoenician Scheme. The film has an impressive ensemble cast, which includes Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe and Benicio del Toro in the lead. It's reviewing well and opens June 6th in the U.S. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s with wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, more scattered showers. Our low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope y'all are having a great morning out there. Thanks for joining Melissa and I. Got an interesting study here, Mel. Mm-hmm. Because according to science, alcohol might make you your food taste better.
Okay.
Yeah. A research study published in 2015 set out to make sense of this phenomenon. They gave half the women alcohol and half the women a saline solution, and afterwards they all ate lunch. And the women who had alcohol prior to eating said that their food tasted better and they ate more than the women who didn't have any alcohol. Similarly, in a test with men, they gave some a vodka and orange juice cocktail, and others just got orange juice. And the study concluded that those who drank alcohol had an increased appetite for high fat and savory foods. The most interesting part of the study suggested that people actually feel rewarded when eating high fat foods after drinking alcohol. So there you have it. If you aren't feeling your meal, you could always add a little, maybe a beer to it or something, or what have you. This is one of those studies that I feel like we kind of knew. I feel like we understood this in some degree already.
Maybe, but also, why would they give some women alcohol and some women saline solution? Did they just inject it into their bloodstream?
I'm really...
Why would you drink saline solution?
I really, really would like to do a follow-up on that particular part of this. Yeah. And why, like, so they don't really reference what kind of alcohol they give women, but they're very specific about the alcohol they gave men. And I don't understand the difference there either. I don't.
And the fact that it was orange juice and orange juice with vodka, like, both of those are drinks you would enjoy drinking.
Yeah.
No one wants to drink saline solution.
And as far as, you know, there's a lot of things that give people an appetite. There's a lot of things that can make people hungry. I thought this was more focused on, like, that the alcohol literally makes the food taste better. Like, there's something in the alcohol that is helping enhance our taste buds. This sounds more like we're just distracted. Like, our brain...
Right,
our
inhibitions are a little lessened.
Yeah.
You know, like, lowered.
It doesn't necessarily seem like something that, I mean, is really, you know, really...
groundbreaking?
Yeah. You know, I mean, which is disappointing because, again, like, anything that can enhance the flavor of food, I think, is fun. And if it's alcohol, that's an interesting, you know, twist. I didn't see coming, but that is not...
But, I mean, we also know that, like, there are certain foods that make you crave certain beverages. Like, if you eat at McDonald's and you have French fries, you want a soda.
Yes.
It just, there's nothing goes better with French fries than a bubbly soda.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. There's certain things, like, for me, I don't like, if I got a good steak, if we're talking really good steak, I don't need A1 sauce or anything like that, but I love to have a beer with it. I like to have that with it. Same thing with a not so much a store bought burger or a, you know, fast food burger, but when my dad makes one on the grill or something like that, like,
that's
combo.
A good time to have a beer. I like to have red wine with pasta.
Yes, that's
a
good one.
It's just a, you know,
but they
or with bread and cheese.
But it isn't because they necessarily enhance the flavor, is it? Or I guess I'm not, I don't know. It wasn't that long ago.
Or maybe it's just the pairing in my mind. It goes together and that's what I want.
Yeah. That's okay too. Yeah, that's all right too. I just a little disappointed in this study. That's all. I really expected it to be a little more, have a little more, you know, meat on the bone.
I wish
we
could have some answers on the saline solution though.
I'm looking.
Because it doesn't seem fair that the women didn't get to drink the alcohol.
Yeah.
Because how else would... Yeah, okay. We won't have answers, and I won't pester you about it.
You can go to PubMed.net if you want to find the complete article, and they do get a little bit into some of the science of this and everything. So I imagine they might have had some reasoning, but I also imagine there's other things you could do with your life.
I have a few other things I need to read.
I'd leave the rabbit holes to me, everybody. I'll take care of it. I'll cover all that for you. I did want to mention something programming-wise that we're excited about. Off the 10 o'clock hour today, we're going to be joined by Michelle Rogas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're going to spend some time with her as a new chamber member, and we're going to talk about Rapids Transmission and some of the fun stuff that not only they offer there, but some of the history of the business with Michelle. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and next week I'm sure we'll talk about the grand opening they have coming.
Yeah, because we're going to be there live and direct. We'll talk with our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. We're very excited about that. We'll talk about that with Michelle and more. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. And a quick reminder to everybody that Rafter Baseball is less than a week away. Oh, so excited, Melissa. Very, very excited around here. For our 16th season, we are covering Rafter Baseball.
That's awesome.
We've been here for every hit, every pitch of Rafter Baseball, and we're very proud of it. Really, really enjoying working with the Rafters. We always have, but this season's been a lot of fun with some of the new blood they have in the front office, and that's been exciting. Talking with Jake, new assistant GM over there. I've been talking with him almost every day, just setting up different things for Meet Your Rafters and promotion stuff. We want to make this the best year yet for Rafter fans. And not for nothing, with the talent that they're putting together, I think that it could be wins and losses wise as well. They've got a really nice team they're putting together here. So
awesome.
It's going to be a really fun summer of Rafter Baseball. You can go ahead and stop by here, pick up a pocket schedule, and start making plans. Like, I want to go to this day because they're doing this or something
and
like that.
And those pocket schedules fit right in your pocket. They're so cute.
Yeah, they do a really good job on those. That's fun. Stop by the studios here anytime. Pick them up, everybody. And again, be listening at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Michelle Rogas is going to be joining us from Rapids Transmission. We will looking forward to hanging out with her. Melissa and I will be back to wrap up the first hour of Morning Show at WFHR.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Windy and wet today, with winds gusting out of the east up to 30 to 40 miles per hour and high temperatures about 20 degrees cooler than average. We'll be hanging out with temperatures flirting with 50 degrees, showers, and some storms this afternoon ramping up tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. This song will be in my head the next 2 days.
Blame Seth.
Yep. Oh, man, definitely blaming him. Got an interesting article here from Fortune.com. They posted a list of the top 10 college degrees that earn the least amount of money straight out of school. And I put together, well, I didn't put it together, but I found the counter of that, the 10 college majors that have the highest salaries. Coming out.
Okay.
So we'll go into the lowest first, and we'll kind of go cover that, and then we'll get into the next. Now, the median income for all the jobs listed is between $40,000 and $42,000 a year.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, with that being said, in no particular order, a foreign language like majoring in French, it's the lowest at $40,000. General social sciences, jobs like youth counselor or teacher aide. Also, performing arts. Yeah, I could have told you that. I could have. anthropology, another one. Early childhood education. Family and consumer sciences. General education. Miscellaneous biological sciences, jobs like lab tech, or research assistant. Social services, and theology and religion. So those were all in that price yearly income range,
lowest income range.
I do think it should be said that most of those industries, if not all those industries, are passion industries where going into it, when you started your collegiate career, you didn't necessarily think you were going to become Bill Gates. You didn't do this necessarily for that. And I think it should be noted that a lot of those industries you can make a good living in after eventually.
Yeah, or if you choose right to live in a very rural area where your cost of living is very low, but then also dealing with poverty, for example, young children education.
More,
you know, you're dealing then with a lot of social issues.
Yeah, hang on to that one, Melissa. Hang on, bookmark that for me, because I want to talk about I have here the 10 best as far as out of school.
Well, and I think that the, you know, $40,000 is a pretty decent salary for this area, especially.
Yeah, yeah, not bad at all. Okay, I got to tell everybody, I had a sneeze come in there.
I know, I heard it.
I didn't hear it, but I
could tell that's what you were doing.
Nice work by you. Well done. I love working with you. So the top 10 coming out of school, highest paying gigs right out the gate. I can make this really quick for everybody. It's all engineering. chemical, computer, aerospace, electrical, computer, mechanical, civil, all engineering jobs. An industry that has been taken care of pretty darn well. And very good industry.
A very important industry.
Yep.
We need engineers.
They are getting the paychecks they should in most regards, if not more. But with that, so should the first 10 people we mentioned.
Yeah.
Because every single one of those industries, outside of maybe one or two, we hear every political season the need for better people in these jobs, or laws or bills being passed to bring more people to these jobs or encourage these. And we continue to do this over and over and over again. And yet I haven't heard anybody other than you and I and Seth talking about minimum wage. I don't hear anybody referencing this.
I mean, Bernie, but...
Sure. Yes, absolutely. All credit to Bernie. I'll see you at the meetings. It's when it comes to this topic on a local level, on a rural level, where I think it's the most vital and the most important, I'm going to keep banging the drum. And until somebody can convince me or show me the stats, not convince me, you just got to show me the numbers that somebody making that paycheck, working 40 to 45 hours a week, can live a normal life, can live a good life.
And also afford things like health insurance and car insurance and groceries. Because let me tell you something. I don't know if you've looked at the job market recently, but I have. And there isn't a job out there that I could go and get right now that I would be able to live off of without getting a second one.
Yeah, I have to admit, and it's been
the biggest thing is because of healthcare.
It's been a while since I looked at jobs or anything, and in the last year I have. And yeah, was in the same boat as you, like looking at it and just like, wow.
It's like, okay, if I want to work two retail jobs and a fast food job, maybe I'll be able to make my ends meet, but I won't get insurance. Because if you work three part-time jobs, you're not going to be able to get insurance.
We want good people in these industries. We need to be able to pay them a good wage.
We talk about not being able to fill these jobs. I hear it all the time from all sides of the aisle. Well, we don't have any workers. They don't want to work. Like, well, no, we do want to work, but we also want to be able to live off of this job that we're working.
Well, and if you can make just as much money opening an Etsy shop or something like that, why wouldn't anybody? Like
if you're not going to have health insurance anyway, why does it matter?
The onus is not on the employees. The onus is on the business to make the job attractive and want to do. Like, that's good leadership. That's what a good boss does. That's what good anybody can own a business. Anybody can run be a manager or anything like that. It takes that to be able to make a business work. Ask anybody who has a business that's working right now, and I almost guarantee you that's one of the reasons it's working is because they're treating their employees well. That it's where it all starts. The idea of the way of doing this where the customer is right, we were half right about that. The employee and the customer are usually always right. You got to start doing that. If you're not, what do you think is going to happen logically in your brain? What do you think is going to happen?
If you don't invest in your workforce, then they're not going to be loyal. They're not going to invest in your company. That's plain and simple.
I don't think it's rocket science. I don't think it's that difficult to figure out. I love to sit back and watch, and I've done this with every politician I've ever interviewed. I have, and I continue to bring it up and ask it, and I love to watch the mental gymnastics they do to try to swing the, like, how do I pull this off where I just don't want to basically do it. Like, that's what it comes down to. They just don't want to. It cannot be. I refuse to believe that the people that are in positions of making change and getting things done are that illogical to think that they actual that this people can make a living on that. If they think that, I would love to see them. Let's have a little experiment. How about for 6 months you live on that wage?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it. Let's go ahead and see. In fact, yeah. I'd like to see every single politician from the top on bottom try to do that for 6 months. Live on that wage and see how your life is. See how it goes. Because anytime you're getting into politics going forward, you need to ask yourself before you check, before you vote for that person, how can they relate to me?
Mm-hmm.
What have they sacrificed? What have they given up? How do they truly relate to me? How do they really get my life? Because 90% of them don't have a darn clue. Don't mm-hmm. have not had dirt under the nails, have not understood what it's like to actually work for something.
Or and, don't go grocery shopping. Because yeah, how many of us go grocery shopping? And and the word groceries is a commonly used word in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time, Melissa, you took a real walk down the cereal aisle? Like, I love the cereal aisle. It's one of my favorite things. It's like a palate cleanser to me. But I was almost a little like overstimulated. There's so many
choices, and I have to try to stay away from the sugary ones because I'm always tempted. My go-to, actually, I ate it this morning for breakfast. I get a box of graham crackers. Because my favorite cereal when I want an indulgence is a bowl of graham crackers and milk. Because my grandma used to make that for me.
That is good. I like that.
But you got to eat it fast because they get mushy real quick.
Yeah.
But that's part of the enjoyment too.
Is there anything? No, there is. Absolutely is. But is there one of the worst things I think there is soggy cereal.
There are certain kinds that are definitely worse than others.
Oh my gosh, all the kinds I like.
Some, there are some that are better, you know, toward the end of the bowl, like Frosted Flakes, for example.
Oh yeah,
but if they go too far, then it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
You got to eat. There's a certain time frame you got to eat those Frosted Flakes in.
I want to do another one of our morning show staples, a taste test, but I want to do it with some of the new cereals out there.
Cereals.
Yeah.
Minus the milk, right?
Yeah,
we'll do a dry cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'd be hard to try multiples.
It would Yeah, you're right. It probably would. Yeah. I did pick up something the last time we were doing one, though, about taking a drink of water. I used to forget to do that. You got to take a drink of water in between everything to clear the palate.
Because otherwise you got to,
That's what the pros do.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that from the cooking shows. we are very excited about bringing in Michelle Rogas from Rapids Transmission. She's going to be joining us at the top of the hour. Going to talk a little bit about some of the things that they feature over there, where their business is located, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get into some of the history of the shop as well. With Melissa. Michelle, that's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. I already did it once.
You did it once. That's a tally one.
Yep.
Got it.
Everybody keep track of that. How many times I mix their names up. That's going to be coming up for you, everyone. Looking forward to it. I also wanted to bring note to something else. Yesterday, Sally Kistner from the Arts Council joined us, and mm-hmm. we were talking about the next season that they've got coming up over at the Performing Arts Center with our great friends at Save of the Arts. And they've got a preseason show coming up. Yacht Rock Gold Experience.
Really?
Yeah, this is going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. All your favorite Yacht Rock songs. They're going to be performing. And Elliot Lurie, lead singer of Looking Glass, who is Yacht Rock royalty. the famous song Brandy that most people, especially, got a real rise from this from the Guardians of the Galaxy movies and that soundtrack.
Okay.
So they're going to be coming to town for the fun begins at 4 Sunday, August 10th. Over at the Performing Arts Center. Love the idea of a Sunday show during the summer. That's a great idea. It's going to be a really fun show. Get your tickets. They're available already over at the Arts Council at SavorTheArts.com. Get on over there, pick up those tickets, and while you're there, take a look at the season ahead that they have. They have got some amazing stuff lined up for this season at the Arts Council, and I just want to send a big shout out to Sally Kistner and the amazing work she does bringing in these artists. Sally spends a lot of time, like one particular artist, this really big get for us in this area that is going to be coming to town. I want to make sure to get his name right. Where is he here? Yeah, Frankie Monroe. He is a just incredible, and has a ton of hits under his belt, has performed on pretty much every great stage there is, and he'll be here in March in Rapids. This is a guy who's used to performing in New York and places like that, and he's going to be right here in
Edinburgh.
Town.
He won the 2023 Edinburgh Comedy Awards.
Yeah, Sally's been trying for like 3 years. Frankie and Sally have been trying for like 3 years to work it out schedule-wise to get them here. Here he is coming to town in March this year. They've got a really fun December show lined up as well. Just very excited for the season ahead. A big shout out to Sally, Eric, and all of our friends at Savor the Arts. Get your tickets for their preseason show, Yacht Rock Gold Experience, and look at the rest of the season at SavorTheArts.com. And be listening all season long. Sally will be joining us along with Eric, and she usually brings in a pretty cool guest for us to talk to who's featured in the show.
And oftentimes, ticket giveaways.
Yes, she does. She's really good about that. We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has been on Capitol Hill urging any lingering doubters among House Republicans to vote for the legislation he's called his big, beautiful bill to House Democrats.
Republicans are trying to jam this big, ugly bill down the throats of the American people.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries arguing that the bill cuts food and medical aid for the nation's poorest while handing the richest a big tax break. More tornadoes have ripped through the nation's midsection. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Blanco, Oklahoma.
455 damaging storm reports yesterday alone were in the town of Blanco, which got clipped by one of those tornadoes. Power lines down, debris just all over the place.
New Jersey Congresswoman LaMonica McIver strongly disputes Justice Department charges that she is assaulted a federal agent while attempting to visit an ICE facility in Newark, New Jersey. Here's CBS's Scott McFarland.
McIver calls this a purely political prosecution and says it was the agents who created an unnecessary and unsafe confrontation. CBS News.